it's a benefit for us because we're going to work some new players into our group and into us and try and get them playing as a team. You know, I thought he did really well last weekend. I threw them together. I lost patience with the people I was trying to encourage before. I didn't like the way they capitulated, and so everybody's got that message now. So I would have much rather been in the cup, but we didn't deserve that. And we, you know, and that's probably one of my biggest disappointments ever. Stood there on the line at Bradford. So I think people can see that I'm not going to put up with that. My job's to build a better and stronger group, and that's what I intend to do. That will be the challenge over the coming weeks, to try and settle us down. But we've only got to look at the end of last year when we had 8 games left, and it looked doom and gloom. That's when you'll find out who the right people are, and that's who I'm looking for. And whoever that is will be rewarded, but with a place at Millwall for next season. And I think that's more important than anything. Let's just nail it down, and if I can make some decisions now, work with the team, keep them together, make some decisions on the other people, give me less choices in certain areas, clarify those players' involvement for us, and play them through the odd mistake here and there. And I think the end of last year showed that when you get your mind right, when you get that right, this club can achieve anything when we're all together.
Steve Clarke is only a month or so into his new job at Reading, but just looking at the tapes that you have done already of the Royals, can you see the kind of elements that he's brought to their game so far?
Not yet, no. He's a very experienced manager. I know he'll want to make some changes. He'll bring some other people in as well. But, you know, as I say, the lads they are gelling with him. He'll have his ways of doing things, and I'm sure, given time, he'll get them playing the way Steve wants. But, you know, at the moment, he's very new to it, assessing that group and seeing what he can do. Obviously, he's lost Glenn Murray, whether he's trying to get him back or not, who knows. But, you know, he'll have his own challenges, he'll have his own problems, and anything can happen in this championship, as we proved the end of last year, winning 50% of our games out of the last 8, which we hadn't done before. So, you know, we've got 20 to do that this time.